Welcome to another edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Vlaughan, and this is our producer and engineer, Mr. Stephen Sheldon.
Hello there.
How are you doing?
I am doing well. How are you?
I met an admiral today.
You met an admiral.
An admiral in the Navy. Have you ever met an admiral before?
No, I've never met an admiral.
He's like a regular guy.
Okay. Did he have the admiral uniform on? Or no,
but he introduced himself as a retired admiral.
A retired admiral.
But you're still an admiral.
But no, he's still an admiral.
Doesn't go away,
Sheldon. That's kind of cool.
That's a nice thing,
would
right?
Would have been nicer if he had the little epaulette things going
on,
you know?
Well, I think he probably has that at home, I'm thinking. But anyway, you know, it's interesting because I was thinking about that. Like, there's a lot of hierarchy in the military, mm-hmm. right? But a lot of hierarchy in the Catholic Church, too.
I was going to say, in the church,
all about
there's,
hierarchy.
There's a lot of hierarchy everywhere.
I think that's how it works, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes, if you're anti-hierarchy, you're going to have a problem in life, right? Because that's how life is. I mean, it's not that easy.
Everybody is somebody's boss.
And the quicker you get to understand like how hierarchy works, the better.
Right, the better
really,
off. Just, you know,
like, you
deal.
Know, don't have a grudge with police officers, for God's sakes. They're wonderful people and like all of that stuff. If we're bitter and angry, it's a hard thing.
It'll come back to you.
Exactly right. And, you know, in our lives, I think there's a little piece of the kingdom we've all been entrusted with, too, where like we can be the boss, you know, or the leader in a way. And there's something good about that. Like if you have a bunch of kids and stuff, that's a good way to be a leader. If you're, you know, somebody who does a volunteer work, you lead in that way. We lead in the classroom, in our workplace. It's all about leadership. We're going to look at leadership on Religion and Rock and see where God has called us to kind of make a difference and to kind of figure out where we fit in. You know, where do we fit in a world full of hierarchy? Where do we lead? To start us off, this is Billy Joel. It's called Big Shot.
Shot. shot.
You know, there's always people who will turn their heads when they see you, or, you know, maybe turn their heads the other way when they see you. And that happens to everybody in life. But it's about how we deal with what we've been given, how we deal with the authority we've been given, the leadership we've been given. And I think there's lots of ways in which we do that, even as servants. You know, there's something kind of cool about that. Like, how do you manage the people that you've been managing in your life? You know, and it's not always we manage a lot of people. I understand that. But how are you with your kids? You know, are you the boss, or are you the dad, or are you the friend, or you're the, you know, whatever? We have to try to figure that out in our lives. You know, we have to balance it all out. Ultimately, when we lead, you know, one of the things that's part of it is it rests on us, right? You know, we have the ultimate responsibility. And so we have to think big picture. We have to think of what's good in the long run. And all of that stuff requires some reflection. And for me, lots of prayer. Hopefully for you too. I think prayer is a big part of this. To lead well, we need to be prayerful people. And we need to always have that context of prayer, you know, because that's, I think, what helps us to move along and understand, like, just exactly how God's working in our lives and actually calling us to lead too, you know, in that same kind of way. So it's important to kind of be people of prayer who make good decisions that way. Hey, here's Aerosmith. This is called Living on the Edge.
There's something wrong with the world today. I don't know what it is. Something's wrong with our eyes. We're seeing things in a different way. Knows it ain't his. It sure ain't no surprise. Yeah! We're living on the edge. The light bulb's getting dim. There's meltdown in the sky.
Is Aerosmith Living on the Edge? Well, you know, in our own lives, that happens sometimes too, right? You know, when we want to lead or we choose not to lead, we do kind of lead on the edge and live on the edge in our lives. And I think there's something about that we have to reflect on. Like, in our own lives, ultimately, we're responsible for ourselves, right? So sometimes when we don't take care of ourselves in any one of a myriad of ways, you know, we move our lives to the edge. Spiritually, we can do the same thing, right? If we just forget to take care of ourselves, you know, spiritually. If we say, well, I'm really busy right now, I don't have a lot of time to pray, or, you know, I don't really want to go to church this week, it's so nice out, I think I'll stay outside and, you know, rake the leaves or whatever. I think that kind of stuff puts us on the edge, and I don't think we really, you know, thrive when we're living on the edge. I think we have to move toward the center once again. So we have to figure out in our lives, like, how do we do that, you know? How do we get off the edge? Well, it's getting back to the routine. Getting back to the routine of prayer, the routine of commitment. If we're living on the edge in the area of eating, you know, to bring ourselves back home and say, wait a minute, I got to start getting a lot more sensibly at drinking, the same thing, whatever it is. Vices can become things that kind of push us out of leadership. But in a way, we got to really look at our own lives and say, you know, we've been given a great gift by God, the gift of life. And we have to care about it and care about others' lives, but also care about our own lives and not push ourselves to the edge, but really take care of ourselves. Hey, here's Cheap Trick. I want you to want me.
I want you to want me. I need you to need me. I love.
leadership and desire. Those are good things to think about in our lives, you know. Sometimes crazy leaders, you know, like you think like a Hitlerian kind of leader, you know, what do they want? They want to rule the world. They want to take over everything. They want to crush everybody in the way. Well, that's really not leadership, is it? You know, if it's just about things and gaining power and power for the sake of power, I think it's a little out of hand fast. But to be wanted and needed, you know, that's part of all of our lives, you know, and there's something really beautiful about that. I know a lot of you like will come up to me and you'll say, like, you like the show or you like my homily at Mass if you went to church. You know, and I tell you the truth, that means a lot. It really does mean a lot to me, and I really appreciate that. So knowing that, like, your work is respected, I don't know, that makes a big difference. You know, your ministry is respected. You know, if you say to your dad or your mom, boy, you really did a great job, and thanks so much. I really appreciate, you know, what you did for me. Yeah, there's something kind of great about that, because I think that helps us to see, you know, yeah, we make a difference in each other's lives. But it's not just about gaining power for the sake of power. It's not just about climbing and running for office. I call people running for office sometimes. You know how they're just kind of looking to get ahead for the sake of getting ahead. Well, that's not really true leadership. True leadership kind of grows from within, and it kind of comes from a sense of urgency, but also a sense of humility and a sense of wanting to make a difference. So yeah, in all of our lives, there's a desire, but it's about controlling that desire and saying, yeah, how do you want me, Lord, to make a difference? How do you want me to serve you? And let's see what, you know, what we can do together here, you know, by using the gifts that you've given me. So I think sometimes it's very surprising when we open ourselves up to what God has in store, and amazing things can really happen in our lives. Hey, here's Peter Gabriel. This one's called Games Without Frontiers.
She's so
get caught up in a lot of things in leadership, and sometimes it becomes a big game, right? And that happens in a lot of civic organizations, I find, too. You know, like, we have to really do good things for the sake of doing good things. But unfortunately, sometimes, you know, we get caught up in the craziness and the games that people play. And sometimes we can really pray to get beyond that. And there's something really good about that, you know, to be able to pray to get beyond all of that. What makes people kind of desirable in our lives? I think a lot of times it's their example, right? Their leadership to us. And I think about the people who have influenced me in my life, the priests and the bishops who have influenced me in my life. I think it's just because of their leadership. It's the way that they carry themselves. It's the kind of sense of God's presence in their lives that have inspired me. The same thing's true about the lay people I know in my life, too, you know, who've been inspirations to me. It's, I think, the way that they lead. It's the way that they lead their lives, and they conduct their lives in such a way that they kind of become an example to us. I think that's the kind of goal, right, to set for ourselves, to say, yeah, I want to be an example. You know, when we're younger, I think there's no chance of that, right? Because, you know, people look at us and say, we're kids, so forget it. But as you get older, you know, you start to say, wait a minute, you know, there were legends who gone before us, who led us and helped us understand who we are, and maybe this is our legendary time, and so we better make a difference. You know, we better really work hard at that. And that makes a huge difference, I think, when we take the time, put it aside and say, yeah, you know what, no games. I'm just going to lead by example, and maybe that will be inspirational. Here's Roger McGuinn. It's called King of the Hill.
It all seems so right.
Petty singing on that song, too. King of the Hill. You know, that when we were kids, that was something that was kind of a fun game, right? You go to the beach and you play King of the Hill, push each other down. In life, though, that's kind of bullying, right? It's bullying to push people around and shove people down so we can get ahead. So we have to always be cautious of that. You know, in my life, not so much the way it goes, but I think in the business world and the people I see and meet, you know, people can be pretty ruthless sometimes. And it's about that understanding that people are human beings and people have families. And, you know, how do we kind of get ahead and progress in our work without crushing other people on the way? That's a difficult issue. And I think that's, again, something that we really need to pray about, to understand in our lives and say, yeah, you know what? God's called me to something more here. And I have like a higher responsibility. I have another level that I need to answer to. And that's my faith life. You know, that's not how you get ahead in life. No, we get ahead by doing the right thing and by praying to God and, you know, kind of trying to live a virtuous life and becoming a leading example. That's really what's going to make a big difference in our lives. Hey, I'm Monsignor Jim. You're listening to Religion and Rock. We're talking about leadership today. Here's Styx, The Grand Illusion.
Welcome to the Grand
There's Dick's Grand Illusion. Sometimes I think that's part of our lives, too. We look at a leader. You know, sometimes we get fooled. Sometimes we get fooled into who really is a leader, right? And I think that's true in our own lives many, many times. And we look around. Look at who is the dominant person. Look who really leads in a family. Look who really leads at work. And these are the people, generally speaking, who are just doing the right things day in and day out, you know? I was thinking about that even in the days that I was in high school, and I had a wonderful time there. And the people who really led, those are the people who kind of cleaned up, you know, the place at night. And the people, I don't just mean the custodians who were wonderful, but I was like, the teachers who made sure that all the rows were right and made sure that they cleaned up stuff. And a lot of times we do the same thing. We'd go on Windex patrol. Everybody would get like a roll of paper towels and a bottle of Windex, go around the building, clean all the windows. Like, that's kind of leadership. It's kind of taking ownership of what you've been given and saying, I'm not going to leave that to somebody else. You know, maybe I'll do that myself. And even now, this very, very day, you know, if something's not right in one of the restrooms, you know, the men's room in particular, I try to take care of that. You know, just kind of say, yeah, you know what? What's the big deal here? We could change the paper. We can put new paper in. We can get new soap. All of that stuff, I think, makes a huge difference. And in our lives, that's about the service factor. And service is really what does lead us to the next level. So, yeah, that's kind of, we can't fool ourselves, you know? The great leaders are the people who are not afraid to serve and not afraid of not even being seen serving, because it's not about getting ahead. It's about doing the right thing. And that's where leadership kind of really resides. Hey, here's Living Color. This is called Cult of Personality.
Yeah.
difficult way to lead with a cult of personality, right? People follow people because of their popularity, because of their stardom, because of their celebrity, not because of the fiber of who they are. And, you know, that happens, again, not just in the celebrity world. It happens all over the place. You know, the loudest person shouldn't necessarily be the person who leads. Maybe it is, maybe it's not. You know, and that's interesting, that cult of personality thing that we always have to be aware of in our own lives. You know, we don't want to be the people who follow us just because we're loud or we're funny. There's got to be some substance to who we are, and that's how do you develop depth? And I remember when I was first ordained a priest, I used to pray about that all the time. I said, Lord, help me to grow in depth. I used to ask that all the time. And, you know, it's a funny thing. I never got the book on how to do that, but somehow or another, it happened. Somehow or another, it developed, and all of a sudden, you start to grow down a little bit. It's not just the tree growing on the top, but then all of a sudden, the roots start to go down, and that's a nice feeling because, you know, that's where stuff is coming from, and you get a sense of who you are, you know? So, yeah, maybe it's about praying to God and asking for some depth of personality and developing that part of our lives, the interior self, so that what comes out on the outside kind of matches what's going on the inside. I don't know, hard to understand? Nah, you get it. Here's REM. This is called Stand.
Stand in the place where you live.
Now there's no
think about direction, wonder why you have it now.
Stand in the place where you were.
Now face west.
Think about the place where you live. Falling, listen to reason, season is calling.
Stand in the place where you live.
Now face north.
Think about direction, wonder why you have it now.
Stand in the place where you were.
Now face west.
Think about the place where you live, wonder why you have it would be falling. Listen to reason. Reason is calling. Your feet are going to be on the ground. Your head is there to move you around. So
stand.
Now face north.
Think about direction. Wonder why you have it now.
Stand.
Now face west.
Think about the place where you
the question with this song is, are you happy where you are right now? If you were to take a snapshot of your life right now and evaluate it, would you be happy where you are right now? I'd have to say, you know, for me, I really am, sure. Hopefully for you, that's my prayer for you, that you are too. But if you're not, what needs to change to kind of make that different? What needs to change to kind of help us to be more happy. And if, you know, life right now is a 3 out of 10, what can we do to kind of bring it up? You know, how could you bring the numbers up a little, bring your ratings up a little bit, you know? Well, I think that starts with prayer, but it also could involve speaking to somebody. It might, you know, go down to the church and ask to speak to one of the priests, you know, or maybe find somebody who you can really trust, a friend who is a real confidant, and bounce things off of them. And I think we start to kind of see things a little more clearly. That's an important thing. Like, take a look at your life, take that snapshot and say, yeah, what do I need to be forgiven for? And ask for God's forgiveness, you know? What am I really grateful for? And how can I increase the joy in my life and the good feelings in my life? You know, what do I need to do? We need that toolkit sometimes to help us to grow. That's so important. Here's Bob Seger, Feel Like a Number. To say, in my life, there's nothing worse than that feeling like a number. It happens to us when we fly sometimes, right? And you just feel like a number, nobody really cares. You know, it happens in groups sometimes, right? You just feel like you're part of a mob, nobody really cares. It's a horrible thing. And it's a reminder to me all the time that when I'm with people to try to remember that, yeah, this is not just a crowd. These are individual people with lives and hopes and dreams and disappointments and everything else. And I got to try to remember that, you know? So for me, you know, and I know for all priests that I know, there's no such thing as pushing play at a wedding or, you know, anything like that. No, everybody is an individual person. And if we could treat the world like that, you know, when everything is special, these moments, you know, then we don't kind of feel like a number. We really feel like we matter and we belong. Hey, here's Guns N' Roses. This is called Patience.
I'm missing you. I'm still alright to smile. Girl, I think about you every day now. Was a time when I wasn't sure, but you set my mind at ease. There is no doubt you're in my heart now. Said, woman, take it slow, it'll work itself out fine. All we need is just a little patience. Said, sugar, make it slow, and we'll come together fine. All we need is just a little patience. Cause I'd rather be alone. If I can't have you right now, I'll wait here. Sometimes I get so tense, but I can't speed up the time. But you know, love, there's one more thing to consider. Woman, take it slow. Things will be just fine. You and I'll just use a little patience. Said sugar, take the time, cause the lights are shining bright. You and I've got what it takes to make it. Won't fake it. Oh, I'll never break it. Cause I can't take it.
crowd, and the beats don't change, but baby, the thing, I ain't got time for the game, cause I need you. Yeah, yeah, well, I need you. Oh, I need you.
That's a good bottom line song. Leadership takes patience. It's right. And patience comes from prayer. And we need to start with praying if we want to be good leaders. And that's a great way to start. Boy, take it back to the beginning and get back to the basics of our faith. Praying and being in the presence of God, reflecting, because that's ultimately what's going to help us in the long run. Nobody becomes a leader overnight. You know, you don't get elected a leader. No, you got to grow into this experience. And in all of our lives, God has given us a part to lead in. And hopefully we lead well. We treat one another well. We experience the gifts that God has given us well so that, you know, we make the world a better place. Yes, but we feel like we've made a difference. We've made an impact because we've taken that gift of leadership in our lives and we've used love and service to bring the world to a better place and also for us to have a good understanding of our own gifts. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlaughn, and it's engineered and produced by the innate leader himself, Stephen Shaldone. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and don't forget, say a prayer.